Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is December 23rd, 2011, Friday. We're running out of shopping days, right? This is audio boo number something or other, like 131, 132, something like that. Anyways, hey, I'm actually home today. I took the day off, actually taking the rest of the year off, so hoping to do a few quick trips here and there in the midst of the holidays. Anyways, looks like the stock market's off and running. The bulls get to open gifts early from MarketWatch.com. You know, it's kind of funny, little headlines as you're kind of driving this is the tax cut extension, higher durable good orders and sales of new homes. And I guess you could always find a reason du jour to explain anything away, right? Whether the stock market's going up or going down. Even European stocks are up today. And, of course, they just had their stimulus package this week where they handed out, what, to 523 financial institutions, got some amount to deal with their debt issues. And, of course, I guess that'll work until the money runs out. But anyways, that's not the issue today, right? We are off and running. It's the Santa Claus rally. So I'm just going to run through a few things that caught my eye today in the headlines. Payroll tax cut extension. This is kind of funny. So basically, the Republicans wanted to extend it for a year. The Democrats just basically wanted to extend it for 2 months. And the Democrats are seen having won this battle. They won. So we only get 2 months' worth of cuts as opposed to a year worth of cuts. So I guess... Well, it could be in 2 months that our taxes are going up, but the Democrats are saying that they won. And I think the Republicans were trying to tie this to the Keystone Pipeline and that sort of thing. And the Democrats were trying to tie it to passing tax hikes somewhere else. So even though you get a payroll tax cut, hey, maybe there's a permanent tax hike somewhere else. So even though the temporary payroll tax would end, hey, down the road, you're still being paying these whatever the permanent tax hikes would be. And I know they always say they want to raise taxes on the rich, but do you really believe that? I think they want to raise taxes on pretty much all of us. Anyway, let's see what else happened. The bill also extends special federal unemployment insurance benefits. So there you go. You could still get paid to not work. That's been extended as well. See, President Obama was happy. We're going to have to roll up our sleeves together, Democrats and Republicans, to make sure the economy is growing and to make sure that more jobs are created, the president said today. Well, that's the problem. They really haven't been creating too many jobs. And despite the payroll tax cuts, despite the stimulus packages, all this centralized government spending isn't working. I don't know if you've ever read Empire of Debt. It's a great book. It talks about the downfall of many civilizations, if not all civilizations. Basically, large centralized governments that spend money and debase their own currency and raise taxes. And the more they do that, the more people expect the government to take care of their issues, their problems. And it seems like it just kind of spirals out of control. And there's also a book by Glenn Beck called Broke that kind of goes over the same thing in simpler language. But that's true. So, I don't know. It's kind of interesting. I'm not a doom and gloomer. I'm not going to take the Peter Schiff or Ron Paul approach that we need to abolish the Fed or anything crazy like that, but I think, you know, we do have time to turn things around, and a lot of it's going to be cutting spending and cutting people's expectation of a big government to solve everybody's problems. From the Wall Street Journal, the GOP's payroll tax fiasco. So the perception is that the Republicans are the party of the rich, right? And Mr. Obama is now being seen as the tax cutter for the middle class. And the Republicans aren't, which is kind of a folly. Hey, you know what else about this payroll tax cut? This is the payroll tax. This goes into Social Security, right? So Social Security is already projected to run out of money, and we're cutting our contributions into Social Security. So this is one thing where President Obama is being looked at as the tax cutter, but people like Social Security, right? You would think at some point somebody's going to connect the dots. Matt Barkley puts USC in a new light. This is from the LA Times. Matt Barkley, the quarterback at USC, was projected to be a high draft pick, maybe going to one of the top few teams that need a quarterback. But he decided to stay at USC this year for a senior year. And now it makes Andrew Luck, the big pick, and then a bunch of other guys, right? So it'll make the draft interesting. I guess if you're a team, let's say, for example, the Miami Dolphins, need a quarterback, we're thinking about trading up to try to get Andrew Luck or Matt Barkley. Well, now, yeah, maybe they won't be able to do that, or maybe they'll just think about getting another, 500-pound quick offensive lineman and worry about the quarterback another year. And that's a bunch of teams fighting for Andrew Luck or Matt Barkley, those top picks. Indianapolis Colts keep on winning. They got a 2-game win streak. So now it puts them, down with the Minnesota Vikings and who else? Nothing's popping into my head right now, but there's another team with only 2 wins, the Rams. I think it's the Rams. Anyways, so, number one pick getting muddier, but they won't have Matt Barkley to pick. Mitt Romney says he will not release his tax return if he's the GOP nominee. Yeah, I think it's going to be hard for the Republicans to beat Obama. I really do. Oil heads for biggest weekly gain in 2 months on the U.S. economy. So here's one of the things that doesn't get much mentioned these days is the impact of oil and gasoline prices on the U.S. economy. It seems like whenever we have an oil price spike, the economy gets hurt and slides into a recession. Well, we've been near $4 a gallon for quite a while, and maybe that's a lot of the reason why the U.S. economy continues to just be sluggish. We all have to drive, and a lot of our money is going to, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, and all these other countries that sell us oil. And now we have the economy looking like it's, I don't want to use the word recovering, because that's too strong of a word, but there's definitely signs that the economy continues to grow slowly, right? Well, that puts pressure on oil. So oil in New York rose, heading for its biggest weekly gain in 2 months. So oil is around $100 a gallon, or $100 a barrel again? $99.83 as of today, as of when this article was printed at Bloomberg Business Week. So you know it must be true. So that's going to continue to hit our wallets as we drive, as we try to fuel our cars. So that means less money to spend on other things, which means, 2% GDP? And now we have the whole argument, like I mentioned earlier, about the Keystone Pipeline. Canada is going to sell their oil to somebody. Is it going to be the U.S.? Is it going to be China? Is it going to be some other country? That oil is going to be sold. Canada is not going to just sit on it. So if we bring the oil here, we get to process it and turn it into gasoline. If Canada sends it to China, they get to use it for their gasoline. So I think the impact really on us, the oil is going to get burned. So it's not really an environmental issue. That oil is going to be sold and burned. It's just, whether it's burned here or not. And I actually would prefer if we went to natural gas instead of relying on oil. There doesn't seem to be a lot of political will for that. So, is there political will for the pipeline? Or will that oil get burned in China? I guess we'll have to wait and see. But the Democrats won the issue on the payroll tax cut, and I think they're going to win the issue on the pipeline, and they'll probably win the issue on shutting down nuclear energy plants. So I don't know what we're going to do for energy. But that's not an issue right now, I guess, today, except for the $4 oil and sluggish growth. So maybe it is an issue. Well, hey, it's Friday. I got to head out shopping for some last-minute gifts. I hope you're having a great one. And today's music from Hot Save Music at musicalley.com is Undead Elves by Robert Lund and Smith.